Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Last week, we discussed smartphone etiquette with Marianne. So in keeping with the theme of modern manners, this morning's topic is also something you wouldn't find in an old Emily Post book, would you?
No, you would not find this there because this is a new thing. We're talking about electric vehicles. And I'm going to talk to you today a little bit about charging etiquette, which I know you can't relate to right now because you don't have an EV, but you will soon. And a lot of people also, they rent them, you know, just to try them out. So you do need to know how to be polite when you're charging your electric vehicle.
Yeah, one of these days I get rid of my car. I'm tired of cranking it up every morning. So is this to avoid fights at the charging stations?
Yeah, among other things. But it's also to make people aware of, you know, how you're supposed to do certain things that, you know, are expected. And, you know, just the bottom line is just being thoughtful and knowing how to be thoughtful when you're waiting to charge your vehicle.
Well, the idea is to be thoughtful all the time. All right, let's hear these.
Okay, the first one is very obvious, but you would think, but this happens all the time. Do not cut the line. So a lot of times it gets really crowded at some of the charging stations. So if every plug is taken, first take a look around to see if you're supposed to join a line. Because a lot of people are just unaware, and they just jump in front of the drivers who've been waiting because they're waiting for the next one. And also, be friendly and talk to other people who are waiting in line, because that way they're likely to be a lot more accommodating when it comes to negotiating charging time. Because obviously, you don't have to be there the entire time that it takes for your car to charge up.
I'm not aware of any news stories we reported, fights breaking out about this.
Not yet. Okay, the next one is know something about your EV. So issues happen, especially when you rent an electric car. So know what your car's charging needs are. For example, I know this does not sound like anything you're familiar with because it isn't for me either, but PHEV drivers have no need for DC fast chargers for the most part, so don't take your AC vehicle to a DC charging station. And know how long it takes to charge your car up to 80%, because after that it could take much longer, so plan on leaving the public charger at that point.
Wouldn't it be a lot simpler just to get a hybrid, because then you don't have to charge it, right?
Bob, I totally agree with you. I really do. I mean, I think it's going to be a long time before I get an EV, you know, that's just an EV. I love the idea of a hybrid because you don't have to charge it, because it charges itself as you're braking and as you're driving.
There's a great piece today in the Wall Street Journal about that. All of your questions answered. But anyway, let's continue with our list here.
Okay, so the next one is be polite. So again, don't just jump the queue. Check how long another car has been in session. You know, you can just sneak a peek. And then if you see that they're almost done and the driver is with the car, you can politely ask them how much longer they'll be. And maybe that will be a heads up to, you know, when they get to 80%, just leave the area so that, you know, they can be, you know, much more conscious of everybody else's time. Okay, the next one is leave a note. So if you plan on leaving your car while it charges, and a lot of people do this, leave a note in the window telling other drivers how long you're going to be. And if you find a charging spot occupied by a fully charged car, don't unplug the other person's car in a fit of rage, because you could damage the charger.
And leave a note. Don't leave the kind of note that I hear some people leave when they accidentally, you know, hit a car and there's no driver present. So they write a note on the car, and the note says, "Everybody watching me thinks I'm leaving you all of my information now, but I'm not."
Wow. I had not. I was not familiar with that one, Bob. Is that something you've done?
Never.
Okay, the next one is plan ahead. So this is pretty basic, and most EV drivers know it already, but get ready for your trip by looking up charging facilities ahead of time. There are apps like PlugShare or A Better Route Planner, and they're usually great about helping you calculate which chargers to visit along the way, depending on your EV's details. And the next one is charging at a friend's. Okay, this is a good one. If you're planning on plugging in at a friend's house, be polite about it. Don't assume you can just plug in when you arrive. Ask if it's okay to use their electricity, and don't expect that you're going to get a quick charge either. And if you think you've used a lot of their electricity, it's a gracious thing to do to leave a parting gift.
Like something to go towards the ComEd bill?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you're not going to leave money, probably, but I don't know, a nice bottle of wine or something. The last one is just be tidy. Leave things as you wish to find them. So reseat the charging cable back in the holder instead of just leaving it on the ground. And if there's a problem to report it so it can be fixed, and share it, the info on your app, and then you're going to save others a lot of hassle.
That reminds me, when you use one of those gas station air deals to fill up your tires, and most of them you have to pay now, but some of them are free. But anyway, when you're done, be neat about that hose. You know what I mean? Wind it up, put it back where it's supposed to be. Just don't leave it there on the ground. And I am Len O'Connor. All right, go ahead.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, that's it. All right. Well, now we know the rest of the story. What's on Savvy Planet? Savvy-planet.com for all sorts of good food.
Well, this time it's really a drink. Getting ready for summer with a delicious and refreshing Paloma. So whether you make it as a cocktail or a mocktail, you're going to love this. In fact, Bob, I know you really do love this one.
Now, this is the one with the grapefruit juice in it, right? I do love that. However, you know me, I'm a mocktail guy.
Yeah, you have had it both ways, but you do love mocktails, and this is great, really, both ways. For the Paloma recipe that I have here, you're going to just love it.
All right, go to SavvyPlanet.com, put a hyphen in the middle of Savvy and Planet, subscribe, and you'll get weekly free recipes in your inbox. Marianne, go home, have my root beer float ready when I get there.
No. but thanks, Bob.
Share your own savvy tip, and it's hello@savvyplanet.com, and you can follow Marianne on Twitter, Havana Girl, and also Facebook. Well, and don't follow her home, though.
No, hello@savvy-planet.com is how you get a hold of me. Okay, but just subscribing is savvy-planet.com.
Thank you. For a printed copy of all this, write to Meet the Press, Merkle Press.